Good afternoon, my friends. I want to come on here and encourage you in the scripture. And I want you to know today that God has an amazing plan and purpose in store for your life. And it's been a while since I did another episode, but I wanted to come on and just share some scriptures, like I say, with you today. And I pray that this will be a blessing to your life. And I want to start out with a word of prayer before we get into this tonight. Wherever you're tuned in from, I want you to always know that you can follow me on social media at Official Randall Lee on Instagram or Official Randall Lee on Facebook. So feel free to search that and follow what God is doing on social media as well. So look forward to connecting with you there, and I pray that my post will be an encouragement to you. As we're all on this journey, developing our faith and seeing God do great and mighty things. And so I'm going to pray right now. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every person tuned in tonight. And I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to go before me, that your words would be life to those listening. God, that your words would be received by those that hear it. And God, I pray, Lord, that it wouldn't be my words, Father, but it would be yours. And Lord, we ask all these things in your name. Amen. It says in Micah 6:8, it says, "The Lord God has told us what is right and what he demands." And it says, "See that justice is done. Let mercy be your first concern and humbly obey your God." I want you to think about for a moment about asking God to help your church, to help your church family as we navigate through all of the things that we've had to navigate through. Not a lot of people coming back to churches. Just the list goes on and on. And I just want to encourage you with these, with this word of hope today. To as a church, we must act justly. We must love like Jesus loves. We must walk humbly, and we must be united as one, so the world will know that we belong to Jesus. It's about how we love other people, despite what the other people, other person has done to us, or how they've offended us, or what they've done to us. Jesus says, "Love them anyway." And it says in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul described in detail the body of Christ being many parts and one body. And it says in 1 Corinthians 12, 26, "If one part suffers, every part suffers with it." So many around the world that are suffering, grieving, hurting beyond description, as the body of Christ, we hurt together. It says in Romans 12, 15, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn." I just want to encourage some of you that are tuned in today with all the injustice going on in the nation, with all the riots that have been happening, with all this stuff that the enemy has turned, this cause to be so, like I say, so much evil in the world. God's beginning to turn around for our good. And I want you to know that God has a plan and a purpose and a destiny, even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of that, whenever things don't go the way we think they should go, we need to put our faith and hope in Jesus and know that greater is he that's in you, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The enemy's roaring, seeking whom he may devour. And we need to not be contributors of injustice in our nation, but we rather should love people the way that Jesus says we should love people, to show love in all situations, show love in every circumstance, in everything that we go through, whether good or bad, no matter what people have done to us or not. Choose to walk humbly, choose to live and love in such a way that would lead people to Jesus, that would show people that it's truly him that has changed their heart. And I want you to know today that we have to admit that racism is real. Just because you haven't seen racism doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We can't take part of a solution to a problem we don't acknowledge exists. I want you to know today that I'm not here to bash anyone. I'm not here to discourage anyone. I'm here to uplift you. I'm here to let you know that obviously racism is real. And it's time for us to stand up for truth. It's time for us to stand up and be the people of God that we are called to be in this hour. To know that our brothers and sisters in Christ, despite what color they are our brothers in Jesus Christ. And we know that we should show love despite the situation, despite the circumstances, despite the things that we go through. And we must understand that we have the hope that's within us, and His name is Jesus. The second point that I want to make today is that we got to listen. See, there's so many people asking questions. We have to listen closely to them. A lot of people have different stories and different backgrounds, and you know, we got to talk about, you know, how not only racism has affected their life, but also just being open and listening to where they're coming from. I think so many times we want to shun people, want to just, you know, have our own view of something and just begin to just talk about that. When in reality, we need to truly step back and truly listen and hear them out. We need to pray. And it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." We can't do this alone. We need help from heaven more than ever before. We need to get back on our faces and seek God like never before. We need to understand that God's way and His love is available for everyone, yet it's time for us to seek Him until we know Him. It's time for us to go back to that place of seeking and finding Him in a real way. Finding Him in an intimate way. Understanding that His ways are not our ways. We think so many times that we have to show hate just because somebody did us wrong, because someone talked about us, because someone did this or did that. But I'm here to tell you today, Jesus says, love, 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 love. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly, and unite and be united as one today. We got to be united. We have to be together because we're all a part of one body with many parts. We're in this boat together, if you will, and we need each other like never before. We need to be able to pray for one another. We need to be able to see God do the impossible once again. And the only way that God can do the impossible is whenever we come to Him with our faith and join together and understanding that it's not about us. It's not about what we've been through. We've all been through this thing together, and we're still going through it right now. And despite that, we can still look at our blessings and say, God, you still have a purpose. You still have a plan. You still have a destiny. You still have a reason for my existence. And you chose me for such a time as this. And that, my friends, is something that we can rejoice about, that we can be humble about, that we can pray and seek God, and we can see God do the miraculous, the amazing, the things that we cannot do. Because He can do it. He wants us to depend on Him, not the opposite. So whatever you're faced with today, I want you to know that God is for you. He's not against you. He's got plans to prosper you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Are you showing love today? Are you showing Jesus kind of love wherever you go, with whoever you talk to? In your conversations with your friends, with those that you don't know? Are we truly showing that kind of love? Are we showing judgmental? Are we being judgmental? I want to tell you today that God wants to use you. God wants to use you to do great, mighty things. And we have a choice. We can be used by the enemy, or we can be used by God. And my friends, I want to be used by God. I want to be available, willing, and ready to let Him do what I cannot do. And it's in that place that we see God do the miraculous. Whenever we step aside and we say, God, You take full control. God, You do what I cannot do. And in that moment, we begin to see God do the miraculous, the signs, the wonders, the miracles, because it's not about us, and it's all about Him. God bless you. I'm praying for you. God, I pray, Lord, for every person tuned in tonight. God, that we would join together, Father, and in this fight against racism in our nation. Lord, we do what the scripture says, and we humble ourselves and we pray, and we say that we ask You, God, to heal our nation, to heal those that have been affected in ways that we may not even understand, in ways that we may not even know. God, I pray, Lord, that we would truly be Your light in the darkness, and that we would truly show Your love despite whether we feel like it or not, despite what we've been through or not. God, I pray, Lord, that we would raise up and rise up and be men and women of faith that would follow You wherever we go, that would be united, just as Paul's talking about in 2 Corinthians, how we're all parts and members of one body. And whatever one suffers, that we all suffer. So God, I pray, Lord, that we would begin to have a level of compassion and grace and understand that You desire to do great and mighty things in and through our life, and that You've called us to do and be a light wherever we go. So God, I pray, Lord, that You would begin to increase our territory, take us to new heights, do great and mighty things within us, because it's not about us. We die to ourselves so that we can be and do the things that You've called us to do. And God, I thank You, Lord, for that. We ask all these things in Your name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast episode today. I know it was very, very short, straight to the point, but that's what we need sometimes. We need to truly understand that we need to show love despite the situation that we're currently faced with. And go to Official Randall Lee on Instagram or Official Randall Lee on Facebook, and I would love to connect with you there. I'm always available to pray with you. You can send me a message. You can subscribe to the podcast right here on Apple or on Google. And I look forward, like I say, to connecting with you and sharing more about Jesus and just what God is doing in this season. God bless you, and thanks so much for tuning in.